We're ordering it the right way, but we're also simplifying the rules so that they're human readable, so that people can actually understand themselves when something is against our terms and when something is not. And then we're making, again, like our big focus is on removing the burden of work from the victims. So that means push more towards technology rather than humans doing the work. That means the humans receiving the abuse and also the humans having to review that work. So we want to make sure that we're not just encouraging more work around something that's super, super negative. And we want to have a good balance between the technology and where humans can actually be creative, which is the judgment of the rules, and not just all the mechanical stuff of finding them and reporting them. So that's how we think about it.
I'm curious to dig in more about what you said. I mean, I love that you said, you know, you are looking for ways to retweak the fundamental design of the system to discourage some of the sort of reactive behavior, and perhaps to use Tristan Harris-type language, you know, engage people's more reflective thinking. How far advanced is that? I mean, what would alternatives to that like button be?